Support comes from the St. Louis Public Library Foundation. During these challenging times, free access to digital resources is a necessity. You can help our community stay connected. Support your St. Louis Public Library at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. St. Louis is a long way from Canada, but geese named for our northern neighbor are ubiquitous in the STL area. And springtime means that Canada geese are staking out spaces in parks and office courtyards to build nests to lay and incubate eggs. That also means these birds will be defending the next generation, which could lead to unfriendly encounters with people. But that doesn't have to happen. And Nancy Schnell, the founder of Geese Peace St. Louis, is here to talk about ways we can share outdoor spaces safely with Canada geese during the peak of their spring nesting season. Nancy, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you very much for giving us this wonderful opportunity.
Sure. So, Nancy, you've been in the bird business, as it were, for at least 25 years now. What interested you in geese?
Well, thank you for asking. I love to talk about geese. My professional life, I was a biology teacher for many years in the Ferguson-Florissant School District. And my students and I used to monitor the lake by our school. They would do cleanups and rescue geese and ducks caught in fishing line. So when the slaughter of Canada geese was started in 2001 as a means to resolve problems with geese living in the urban area, one day one of my students walked in and put a newspaper on my desk, and it announced the slaughter. And the child said to me, "What are we going to do about this?" Mm. And other people in the St. Louis area were interested in how can we manage an urban population of Canada geese in the most humane way possible. And that was the entry into Geese Peace.
Mm-hmm. Why are Canada geese in Missouri?
Thank you. That's the main reason I'm so grateful to be here today. You see, the term Canada goose, it means those birds that have the black neck and the white cheek patches. And that throws a lot of people off. They think, well, they must all be from Canada, right? That's where they're from. And a lot of people understand that the winters are so severe in Canada that a number of the Canada geese really do come and spend winter with us in St. Louis, mm-hmm. because they can find open water and food that they can't find in their homeland. But they go back to Canada before spring and nesting season. Or at least that's what people think is supposed to happen. So now they're wondering, why are we seeing all of these Canada geese in our neighborhoods? And the reason is, these Canada geese were not born in Canada. These Canada geese are the ancestors of a population of Canada geese called the giant Canada geese, who have lived thousands of years along our rivers in Missouri and the Midwest. So these are the offspring, and the reason they're still in St. Louis is because they never came from Canada. They were born in Missouri. Right,
yeah.
They are homegrown population of Canada geese.
So they're native to here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They are native here, and what happened, they went through a terrible period where they were eliminated. We had unregulated hunting in Missouri, and that was before the Missouri Department of Conservation farmed. Thankfully, when they farmed in 1938, they stopped that. But just like the buffalo were massacred out west, many of our native species were massacred, mm-hmm. including the giant Canada goose population.
Yeah. So with these geese that are here, that have been here for generations, this is nesting season.
Yeah.
The spring is. So does this happen just one time a year?
Yes. The interesting things about Canada geese, they lay one nest a year. They begin nesting when they're 3 years old. They mate for life. Sometimes when they're 2 years old, they find a partner and they act like they're dating. You know, they'll fly around together. They'll scratch, maybe like making a nest. But mama never lays an egg. When they're three, that's when they begin. And their instinct, mama picks a nest site and she will go to that nest site every year. And that's why it's easy to work with them in a humane method to stop some of the issues that we're having now.
Mm-hmm. Canada geese, they seem to be everywhere. And mm-hmm. as you've noted, I mean, in the early 1900s, they'd really been decimated,
yes.
their numbers. And it was because of habitat loss and that unregulated hunting.
Yes.
But today there are more than 5 million Canada geese across North America.
Mm-hmm.
Those conservation efforts and regulations, according to the National Audubon Society, is really why we're looking at so many.
Mm-hmm.
But choosing urban areas like St. Mm-hmm. Louis, why would they come here instead of, I mean, they are elsewhere as well, but why are they coming to STL?
Right. I can't speak for what's happening across all of North America. I don't have that knowledge, but I am very knowledgeable about what's happening right where we are in Missouri. And what happened here, they were wiped out by the 1930s and 40s. They were thought to be extinct in Missouri. You didn't see geese here in the spring and summer back then. They were gone. And in 1949, our Missouri Department of Conservation found a few that survived, and a massive restoration project was carried out throughout the state of Missouri. Many hundreds of citizen volunteers helped. It was a great success. We had our giant Canada geese back in Missouri. But the problem was we were at the same time draining their wetlands, which is their normal area, but we were building the suburbs. And I imagine when those geese who were restored started flying over our state and they flew across suburbs, they must have gone, Lordy, Lordy, we have flown into goose heaven.
And what makes it heaven?
Three things. Canada geese are looking for three things: a food source, and their favorite food is cut green grass. When we cut that grass, it's nice and juicy. So when we cut that grass, it's like we're creating a goose buffet. Mow the grass, create a goose buffet. Second thing they need are water bodies. They need to have water bodies to raise their young, to get some food, and most crucially, Canada geese do something very unusual. Unlike most bird species who only lose a few feathers at a time, Canada geese drop all of their major flying feathers, and in June, all Canada geese in Missouri are flightless. And the only way they can avoid danger is if they live near a large lake. And if a coyote comes at them, they run into that water.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we build? Lots of ponds and water bodies in our suburb. And finally, they are asking themselves, is this a safe place mm-hmm. for us to land? And fewer predators.
Yeah.
Is there food? Is there water? Is it safe? Our suburbs made it all.
Yeah. The rest of the year, geese, I guess, seem to be relatively calm.
Yes.
I mean, what changes during nesting season?
Canada geese are excellent parents, and some people will refer to them as aggressive. We like to refer to them as protective. They do just what you and I would do. If we saw danger approaching our family, if we had the courage, and hopefully we all would, we would place our bodies between the potential danger and our family. And that's what these geese are doing. Now, that still makes it a terrible risk for people. And we do not want people hurt, and we do not want the geese hurt. So we recommend if there is a goose nest, please notify the property owner, because they nest around our buildings and around our supermarkets. Notify the property owner. Please have them put up tape and a barricade and a warning sign. please have them call one of the companies we recommend who know how to humanely and effectively remove that situation. And then sign up with Geespy. Start reading our literature so you can know how to prevent that goose from returning the next year. Mm-hmm. And also, if you have to cross by a goose nest, use an open umbrella or a plastic trash can lid to guard yourself. Don't turn and run from them. Slowly back up and get out of their space. But please know they're doing what a good parent would do.
Right. So backing away slowly, because if you run away, they will chase you?
Yes. I have that personal experience when you first started.
You? Okay.
I had walked away and suddenly I hear squawk, 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 and a goose actually landed on my head.
Oh my goodness.
Reached up and his feet were on my head. And I'm sorry, but it was pretty funny at the time because my partner thought we were done and was looking the other way. And
Right.
So,
well, that's a good piece of advice. We're talking with Nancy Schnell. She's the founder of Geese Peace St. Louis. This is the peak of the Canadian geese, Canada geese, their nesting season. And we're talking about ways that we can share space with them. So, Nancy, when we see a nest, first of all, how big are nests typically?
Oh, gosh. I would say maybe 2-3 feet. And mama doesn't start making the nest until after she's laid all the eggs in the ground. She will lay an egg every day and a half until she's got all her eggs there. And then she'll start making the nest and incubating her eggs for about 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Where have goose-human conflicts most commonly happened around the St. Louis area?
Well, basic complaints are excessive feces on the ground, having the geese eat like greens, damaging greens on golf courses, eating decorative plants, maybe water pollution concerns if there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And our most problem is right now because they're putting their nests in places that aren't good for them to put nests, which is right around our homes and buildings. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary situation, and that's why we don't want that happening. We don't want people hurt. There's a store nearby, a major grocery store, and I got a picture this week. A nest was being made right at the corner where you would take several steps to go up to get into the store. Mm-hmm. And immediately we had to contact the property owner and say, please block this area off, because you could see a goose jumping up and somebody tumbling down that stairs. So while we have to deal with the nests until we learn better how not to get them in our areas, we want everybody safe, the geese and the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is it best for people to contact, you know, Geese Peace St. Louis or another organization to help with, you know, creating these barricades that mm-hmm. both keep the geese and people safe?
Well, we can't do that. We're teachers, and we teach classes. Thankfully, the Humane Society of Missouri and the Wildlife Rescue Center always open their classrooms to us. I really appreciate Joelle and Klopacki from Humane Society, Kim Rutledge from the Wildlife Rescue Center. The doors are open for us. And we don't physically do that work, but they can call. There's a couple of private companies that they can call to have done, or they can sign up for classes with us, and people can come just to listen to hear, but some people want to train to know how to take care of those nests in a humane manner, mm-hmm. or how to check their population growth in a humane manner rather than slaughtering them, which sometimes happens because people don't know there's a better way. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. Says, buy this and you'll have no problems. No. Geespy says a 12-month program developed by the Humane Society of the United States and the Geese Peace National Organization. And that looks at what geese are doing every season and what we should be doing. Like right now in St. Louis, if you're working with Geese Peace, then you would be treating nests in a humane manner to prevent the growing population.
Mm-hmm.
It's much kinder.
In a humane manner, can you be specific about what that means?
Absolutely. What we do is recommended by every animal group I know. And what we do you have to check the population somehow. You have a prey population living in a very protected area with plenty of food, plenty of water. Their population is going to continue to grow. So you can either slaughter the adult mom, the adult dad, and the babies, throw them into a gas chamber, gas them to death. Of course, that produces a lot of community upset. And Geese Peace is about building community. Mm-hmm. How can we work together? So if we can provide a humane solution and train people, we bring people together. Now, why it's humane? Waterfowl biologists, together with veterinarians from the United States Humane Society, work together to determine that the best way to control an urban population of geese is at the birth end. Don't slaughter them once they're alive and well. Don't do that. Stop them. Stop the eggs from developing into the gosling. And I want to emphasize, it's before the gosling is formed. Mm. And that's where there's a cutoff point. And once you get the egg, we check it to see how old the egg is. And possibly what we will do then, if the egg has not developed the gosling, we'll switch it with a wood egg. Or another way to do it is by coating with corn oil. And that's just it's a dud egg. Mm-hmm. And I can take a dud egg and switch it with a wood egg, or rather, I could not put a healthy Canada goose, mom, dad, babies, in a gas chamber and gas them?
Yes.
Oh, no. Let me treat the nest before the gosling's farm. Mm-hmm. And it works fabulously.
Well, this is great information for this season and coming seasons as well. Nancy Schnell is the founder of Geese Peace St. Louis. Thank you, Nancy, for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I would like to say, anybody who's been involved in a roundup, that's in the past. Let's work together and change it for the future. We'd love to have you with us.
This episode was produced by Lila Halil-Boshich.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.